Big Fluff.
And we are live. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Laid. There's a bit of a delayed because this week Carter and I are doing this live via Riverside, because Carter and I thought it'd be crazy for us to do a video version of the podcast. Carter, what do you think so far?
It looks great. My camera looks great. And on mine, here's looks not 720p like mine. We're both doing... Wait, you're 720p?
Yeah, we're in 720p, which I would like it if
mine looks way greater on my thing.
Mine looks really great on mine. I gotta be honest with you, I look good. My mustache looks manly. My hat, my backwards cap looks backwards cappy. Although my head, I look like I could eat you. I wish people were gonna see this. It doesn't matter what you did with your headphones right there. It looks like I could eat you. For anyone not looking, Carter took his headphones off and he expanded them. And I'm gonna sit back from the camera. I'll sit even further back. I could have eaten you. No, you don't sit back. You look tinier. The goal is for you not to sit further away from the microphone. That is a goal that we have every single week.
Okay.
So this week, we have actually come up with a bunch of goals that we're going to have for us to accomplish. One of them is to not lose our crap with laughing, because this is going to be a work in progress. Obviously, this is not live. As much as it are a huge test for the two of us to see if this is something we can pull off for people to watch and also be editing down to listen. But this week, the show is going to be a little looser. We're going to have two segments. Segment A, we are going to be talking about where we've been and what we did over the last year, where we kind of vanished after the June where I got my head shaved, which was just a disaster. And all of a sudden, how'd Carter end up with long hair? And in our B segment, we're going to talk a little bit about what gets us jazzed, what has kept us going through the pandemic and what it is. And Carter, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, technically, he's right. Sean is right behind me.
Yes, right now I'm on the other side of your wall. So
he's in your wall. He's in my walls.
I'm in your walls, and I'm also in your head, and we're going to find out more about that on this week's episode of Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Laid. Kick it.
Took a minute.
$16.90. Seriously?
We made $16.90 in the first 32 episodes.
That's bigger than almost everything on the prize list on the thing for school.
Yes, school prize
list. And yet it still costs $16 for the biggest thing.
Alright, like, ready? Let's bring it back in. Chit-chow! And we are back. Thank you for sitting down with us today on Potato Salad Marmalade.
Marmalade.
So we are here, and we wanted to talk about, we wanted to talk in this first segment a little bit about where we were. So what happened to the Potato Salad Marmalade crew from June of 2021 right up until last week? And I want Carter to tell you where we ended up. Because that last episode, we were in Florida, and then that was it. We took all the time and effort to take all of the equipment down to Florida, and then we just sort of vanished. What happened, Carter?
First of all, came back from Florida, had a great time.
Yeah, we did. Saw family, beaches.
Beaches, very good beaches. And also pool.
Great pool.
Very good pool.
And then you said to yourself, I'm not cutting my hair anymore. I'm giving up on this cut hair lifestyle. I'm all in on growing my hair.
I like to say, COVID can do a thing to a man.
It did. I grew this mustache.
I grew it about, like, longer to, down to my, like, over to here.
So anyone who's at home listening, not watching, he grew it down to his upper chest and the middle of his back. In the back. He just started growing it because his last haircut, coincidentally, was during that trip to Florida.
No, technically my last haircut was actually in May.
No, is that true?
No, it was May. Remember when I went to...
Hey, bud. It was that trip.
No.
No, it was that trip. We went to the barber for the photo shoot.
But after that
was June.
Later for the first day of school this year. Remember that?
Oh, no.
You got a haircut.
No, this year you did, but your last haircut before that, I meant. Yeah, that was your last haircut. So, basically, the gist of it is this, and the reason that I'm trying to be kind about it, but what ended up happening was I wasn't having as much fun with the amount of work it took to do the show. The show is a lot of fun to put together and produce when Carter and I are having fun together. But I had a lot of stuff going on with work, and I was not feeling tremendously successful with it, and I wasn't having fun. And that's when I stopped wanting to do the show, and that trip to Florida was kind of, unfortunately for me, I put so much into going down there and putting it together and setting everything up. I was just like, you know what, like... I need a break from this. And I always said I was going to go back and do it. And then we just didn't. We kind of didn't.
He never did.
No, and we found other fun things to do.
It took a year.
No,
it took a year.
We found other fun things to do. Carter started playing soccer, and we started enjoying that. Carter started playing different video games. We started enjoying that. Carter started playing bubble hockey like I did as a kid. We started enjoying that together. It was about exploring new dynamics of our relationship together. And that was really important to me. And I think that part of what I found the most enriching was the element of what's made potato salad marmalade important to me has been that it's been about talking about our relationship and what's worked. I hope Carter feels the same way. It's been about what works for dad and buddy. It's the dad and buddy show. It's like our dad and buddy socks, our dad and buddy time. And I've always just wanted to hang out. Carter, what do you think?
I think it was awesome that we always wanted to hang out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, at the time. But what... Okay, so if you could say you had a favorite episode or thing that we've done on the show, can you tell me what it's been and why we've done it?
I would have to look back into that one when I unplug my ego dock.
Yeah.
So I could just wait now and start rehearing all the videos. Also, I think I did something.
Okay. What do you need to do? You have to leave the room?
No, close the door. You know how to leave it open. It's not like it's going to do anything.
Yeah, it's no big deal. The,
Also, later, I'm going to call Maxine.
Yeah, she'll come in.
Maxie's
the dog. Maximus. Maximum Overdrive General Smith.
Originally wanted her full name to be Maximus General Smith because she's a pit bull.
She's mixed breed.
She has a sniffing. Well, you think she's a mixed breed because she has the smelling of a hound.
Nah, she just turns out she's a pit. I'm fine with it. Basically, my thing was this, and there was a lot of questions for a long time about why could we have such positive momentum about a show for so long. But it eased up with the theme music. Why would we have such good momentum and be like, you know what, I'm gonna stop? Because a lot of people do. And, and then why would we come back and offer even any sort of explanation about it? Right, Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Why would we? And the simple answer is that it's like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, if it's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it. Like, I know that first grade Carter really liked telling his friends he had a podcast with his dad.
Yes, I really did. I would literally walk around and say, I got a podcast. But actually, it was second grade.
Second grade.
I told mostly all of my friends. Including.
I mean, the majority of your friends knew.
Yeah.
I mean, did you tell them?
Mostly all.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like, it's like scoring your first goal. Like, it's something to be excited about. It's a milestone thing. And
speaking of scoring my first goal.
Okay, go for it.
I did.
Nice. Tell them about your first goal. Give it the full lead up to your first goal.
My friend, I think he kicked it to me, but it ended up bouncing off one of the defenders, and I did a volley into the net, just tapped it in, and I scored because the goalie was like, literally the reaction, like, when my hand goes like this, that's what... when it's hit. So, like, when it's here, it's already hit, so he's like... he's waiting late for the reaction time.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't paying attention. It's Carter's first goal, and I'm the team's assistant coach, so...
maybe next year you'll be and if you aren't, I'll force you to.
I don't really want to do it.
I have my hand for duty. Don't think about it.
He's going to, for anyone noticing at home, by volume, he's talking about duding my nose with his index finger or thumb. He's going to press on them vigorously.
Very hard. And it actually hurts him. That's why it's actually menacing.
He is a menacing human being.
Got my thumb out.
That's crazy. I actually just thought about that. That's funny. So, anyway, back to us. So what was it, when I told you I wanted to start recording again, what was the first thing that you thought?
I loved it. The media was like, let's go. Let's get this show on. We're gonna get this thing rolling like a movie.
Yeah, what kind of movie would it be? If Potato Salad Marmalade was a movie, what would it be?
A movie about... I feel like we should make like a show about cooking if it was supposed to be like a video podcast.
Yeah.
Went to me, New York.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
What about New York?
Remember that Capri Sun you had a while ago?
The apple juice one earlier today is 100% juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was from Burger King when we...
I'll be right back. My camera just does this, Carter. You just gotta get
used
to
it. Yeah, I can see.
Just go with it.
Yeah, actually, I'm up. That was from when we were in New Jersey and we stopped at Burger King.
Is that what that was from?
Yeah. And I was like, if you want to... When he said, yeah, can I have this Capri Sun 100%?
Apple juice. It was good. This is a really good apple juice.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll take it.
Enjoy your food poisoning.
enjoy the food poisoning, sir.
proper gentleman.
Yeah, well, man, listen, if you didn't have to wear the headphones so that you didn't hear me coming back through the microphone, I'm sorry.
I can't even hear myself through these headphones.
Why?
I know, I just can't.
Oh, you're not supposed to hear yourself. There's no monitor.
Carter,
there's no monitor.
I don't have a monitor. There's nothing right here.
Kind of monitor. No. Monitor is when the audio loops back through.
Is that Scarlet to I do?
Nope. No, it's not. Monitor's a process.
Is that your mama?
Hey. No, my mama's in Florida. Alright, so here's a question. If you could change one thing about the podcast, about where we've been before, where we did something similar to what we do now, like the table talk. If you do the table talk that we do now, or we do the table, like when you're really little, let's say a year and a half ago, when we first started doing this, and I ask you questions about, like, what do you like more, Monterey Jack cheese, cheddar cheese, or Swiss cheese? What's your favorite ice cream? Those, or the adventures. The adventures we did, or would you rather talk the way we do now, where we do open-ended conversations? Which of the three do you like best?
Open-ended conversations.
Yeah.
Really, like, I can say anything.
Okay.
So I can keep doing Fudgy Away.
Fudgy Away is a good one.
Fudgy Away.
We just need to remember that, to be honest with you, we need to structure stuff and do interview sections. So we'll have to take on topics and conversations that are important to people. I mean, there are things that we can address and talk about, and I think that we do need to find and balance those certain topics that matter. But right now, I think we need to refine our footing and see what's going on. But I think for right now, we should take a commercial break. We are...
Commercial break.
Tip insurance. I want you to leave that. I love that commercial. I love that NJM commercial. All right, you
Mom,
do.
Mom snaps over there.
You go. You lead us out. Take us to commercial here on
Potato Salad Marmalade.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm turning that into a GIF.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
Just seeing someone pop up in the chat just saying butts, and then you just hear the final countdown popping up.
Every day, people get stranded in the middle of the desert with only a Taco Bell burrito to help them get through the nights.
And then they only have one. They don't have a whole pack. They only have one.
And what happens when you only have one Taco Bell burrito?
It's you turn into a
Because Taco Bell burritos make you into a Taco Bell burrito. And now, the next guy that finds you will become the third Taco Bell burrito, which means don't get stuck in the desert with a Taco Bell burrito, or else you'll become a Taco Bell burrito. Carter, I gotta be honest with you. We are saving lives every second with our potato salad marmalade special announcements.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here in segment two, I want to talk a little bit about what gets us jazzed. So, what sorts of things right now in the world are getting us really excited? What are we doing? What are we playing? What are we looking at? What are we dancing about? Because Carter's obviously excited about something, and it's not me. So, Carter, you lead this off. What is it right now that's got you jazzed?
What's making me jazzed is Spotify now having video podcasts or whatever. I know what it's called. It's called that. It's really cool.
You know what's got me jazzed?
What?
The fact that you brought that one up first and I had nothing to do with that. That's got me jazzed. I'm jazzed. That's why we're doing this podcast, because I wanted to test it out and see what would happen. Because I'm rubbing my eye, too. Good Lord, I'm doing all the... Now you're rubbing your eye, I got you.
Wait, you rubbed it first.
Hey, Carter, can you stop singing and dancing? Is that possible? Okay, because you would not...
Well, I'm so jazzed.
I know you are.
I'm too jazzed. This segment is all about being jazzed. Why does that make me not have to be jazzed? I want to be jazzed.
For everyone not watching at home, we're dancing because he made a point, and we should just be jazzed. And my chair is squeaking. It's time for a new chair. If you want to give me something for Christmas, Carter, buy me a chair.
We could trade chairs.
That's my chair as well. Huh? That was my chair as well.
Well, why is it in my room?
Oh, the one you're sitting. Oh, okay. No,
not this chair. That chair.
I like that chair.
That little plastic one?
No, the one you're sitting in.
I remember when I was just a little teeny baby.
Yep, and dropped you right out of it. You didn't fall through the crack, you fell off the armor.
Step out of crack and break the webs back.
Step on a stick and break your father's...
The original one is...
No, don't. Just no. 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 No.
No, I'm not saying one with bad words in it. I'm saying...
No, don't say...
Step on a line and break your father's spine. And that one you just said was...
Not to be said.
Not father. It's uncle.
Okay.
That's the real one.
Don't say it.
Oh, yeah, I'm stepping on a line.
Okay. Well, no. No, you're not.
I actually am. I'm stepping on the line.
What else has you jazzed?
Just being jazzed.
Being jazzed has you jazzed?
Mm-hmm.
What else? What have you seen recently that you really liked?
The Cricut mug maker. Also, the fact
cool.
that I have a Cricut. Just press that on button, and then it just opens up like a futuristic computer.
That's
like
cool.
A keyboard on top with a little mini screen that barely is needed, and that little awesome thing.
That's got me jazzed. Being a champion.
The Hanover League, or whatever it is. I don't know what it's called. Hanover Square Garter Champion Cup.
Because I'm a champion, ooh. Carter.
You are very much a champion. Kenneth Schmidt, not sponsored for this video, but he is now.
I'm gonna hold up all my bubble hockey trophies now.
I know you got two back there.
They're busy holding up greeting cards.
Why do you do that?
The greeting cards wouldn't hold themselves up, so I held them up with...
What are greeting cards?
Birthday cards.
No, greeting cards are totally different things.
No, they're not. What are you talking about?
A greeting card is welcoming someone to their new home.
What are you doing? Why are you standing up?
I got the very nice belly. Dad's holding out his... I don't even know where mine is, so I can't...
It's a koosh.
A capiche. Kaposh. Kapoosh.
The koosh.
Koosh. Koosh. Capiche and koosh.
So I have a question. I have a question right now. If you had to... name your favorite day of the week... What day of the week gets you the most jazzed?
Friday.
Why Friday?
Because my birthday's on it. My birthday's on a Friday.
Did you know that Radiohead's original name was On a Friday?
Seriously?
The name of the band was On a Friday.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
On a music by On a Friday.
Yep.
Then also, I have slippers on.
Do you? Also,
very comfy.
I'm missing my fingers.
I can see you're doing this. Yeah. I know treats.
I know your treats. Speaking of which, you got your Halloween costume today. Tell everyone at home what you're going to be.
Spooderman into Spooderverse.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be Spoodroman, which is a...
It's Spooderman.
Spooderman, a small...
Pronounce Spooderman. Wait, no. What about Scooterman?
I'm confused. Who's Scooterman?
Scooterman is Spooderman, except instead of a spooder... Jesus.
We're going to break real quick here. One last thing I want to ask you. True or false? Jazz with a women's professional wrestler.
So you're asking if I'm jazzed about a woman?
No, I'm asking you, true or false, Jazz was a women's professional wrestler. Nope, don't. Just answer the question. You got 5 seconds. 5, 4.
True.
Yes. And she was also women's world champion. And on that note, we're going to go to break here on Potato Salad
Marmalade.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
And we're back. What did we learn today?
I learned that kooshes by the microphone sound like a plane getting ready to take off.
I just said that a minute ago.
And I just learned it a minute ago. I learned that when I'm jazzed, I want to dance. A special dance.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What did you learn, Carter?
Ellen and I look cool.
You've always looked cool. I learned that you like the Final Countdown.
Yeah.
And I bet, and you learned what about the Final Countdown?
It was literally a song that you play on. It's a boombox as you do 500 trick shots in 3 hours.
Jump shots, not trick shots.
Jump shots.
Yeah.
Trick shots. Imagine if you had to do that. That was like, and just imagine being like.
That's me making trick shots. I made 7, Dad. Won't you love me? Why are you going to get milk again? That's so
that
dark.
Reminds me of an episode of Gumball where they're making tell me what you're saying. Like you remember your dad really didn't go out to get milk. And then you see Richard standing there crying because his mom lied to him about saying, like, his dad went to get milk, but he died.
Yeah. All right, so, what did you learn? That's pretty dark. What did you learn, Carter?
I learned that Gumby is now weird.
Yeah, I know. You were going to get dark there. I know. I was watching your face. You're going to say something about
Gumby
him being...
is weird.
They're going to say he was dead.
Everything is dead.
Everything is dead. All right, cool.
Not
well,
making fun of me.
These are all things that we learned, but there's one thing I know. We don't say goodnight. We say... Bubba, 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 burrito.
Jalapeno.
Fudge
it away.
Yeah.
Maxie. Oh, she's in mom's room.
It's my room, too. All right, that's it, bud. I love you. Want to come in here on this camera? Want to switch cameras?
Okay. You know you look so awful.